everybody for hanging out for the open mic portion of the evening. It's pretty good. So now we are ready to begin Friendly Town Official. And the way this always happens when Tyler does it is he engages the room in a raucous cheer where we all cheer the name of the thing, because people do that, right? You've done that before. So, like, if you're at Jimmy Eat World right now, you'd be like, Jimmy Eat World, Jimmy Eat, I am gay. Anyway, no, but so, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town,
Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, keep it going, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town.
Anyway, thank you. Welcome to Friendly Town. And so begins, I call this meeting of the Friendly Town feudal order to council.
Yeah.
And this week in Friendly Town, if you're not familiar, if you're listening on the internet months from now where there's really no consequences, basically what Friendly Town is it's a world-building exercise, right? So every week we gather here around an imaginary community built off the forlorn memories of basically a whorehouse that used to be down the street called Friendly Town, where women would sell you parts of them for money. Back when things made sense. You know, now it's this day. Anyway, so Friendly Town's not real, but we pretend it is. And every week, Friendly Town's got something that needs addressing. This week, Friendly Town's got some complaints. We have a official complaint department with the city. Some person sits in an office and answers phone calls and has people walk up and explain to them their gripes. Friendly Town's a great place, but it's not always so great. And tonight we're going to hear that. So basically, one at a time, I'm going to bring people up here, and you will get to be the guinea pig who gets to just sit down and take these calls. And and that's, you know what you signed up for. We interviewed for this weeks ago. Anyway, so here we are. This is your throne of shame, and the first person who's going to come up here, I don't know, because I literally left the sheet on the bar, but I think it might be me. Is it me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I'll just do it. So what's going to happen, I'm going to sit down, and it's my job to do this, and I'm going to take some calls. So if anybody's got some gripes, let me hear them.
Hello.
Hello. Friendly Town Complaint Department.
Oh, good. Finally got in. Listen. I got a complaint for you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Look. I've been trying to wait for the icing machine at the Friendly Town. You know, the bread diner. You know, the bread diner.
Convenience
store 24/7. The only thing that goes through my week that makes me feel better after a good, hard, earnest day of living is that Coca-Cola icy.
Hey man, sometimes you just need the sweet release of that brain freeze, man.
I know, right?
I feel you, man. I feel you. So what's wrong here?
They're out. They're out of Coca-Cola icy.
They're what?
They are out of Coca-Cola icy. Those sons of bitches have been out for the last week. What? Yeah, I originally thought, maybe it's just a day thing. Maybe just this time of day, I'll get the cherry one instead. No. It's been
tastes
that
like
way
shit.
For,
it's like cough syrup.
Yeah.
It has to be the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like, do they have the Mountain Dew one?
No, not
what?
This one.
This
is the one on the far edge of town. Not the one nearby.
My God, bastards. Is there anyone there? Is there someone in the at the diner who can?
Yeah, what? There's a pimp. Pimply teen who I tell him every time I go in there, it's like, hey, the icing machine's out. I'm like, oh, I'll get right to it. And like, he doesn't get right to it.
Oh, that fucking, back in my day, you used to fill the icing machine.
Yeah.
People need their ices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, though, man. That kid can skateboard.
He's
way cooler than
I saw some sick ollies from that
I camp. Asked him to refill the icy machine once, and he gave me a swirly. Him and all his friends, they're a real mean bunch.
Oh,
man.
I think I was there for that. Was the swirly in the icy machine? On top of it?
No, because it was empty. It was just an old-fashioned toilet swirly. But
oh, that was a different one.
It sounds like you've given some... Are you the... You're not part of his crew of misfits, all right? Because if you're out there giving swirlies, you know, I got a little bit less sympathy for you. I mean, it's a travesty either way. I think guy's name should be Phil. Don't get me wrong. I think everyone's on top of Icy's, but I think, you know, if you're out there giving people swirlies, I can't really condone that either. You know, I think we both have to answer for what we've done wrong here.
I have a hard day of living up giving swirlies. Anyway, break call.
And just like that, more or less, yeah, that's how it happens. So anyway, that was great. So the next person up here who needs to take a call because my shift's up is another friendly town local yokel, John Hurst, everybody. John Hurst.
You can clap. It's okay. It's okay to clap. I mean, you do get sentenced per clap you do, but, you know, that's after the show. So don't worry about the bill now.
But
don't worry about me. I'm just a lonely pie miner from the outskirts of town. Like, just switched jobs from my pie mining days. All the pie minerals are gone out of Friendly Town at this point. So I had to go find other work. That's why I'm here. I don't know why I'm talking to this empty phone at the moment. I'm just here. Are there any calls on this thing?
Man, I've been on the line for 15 minutes. I'm tired of listening to you talking about pies.
Holy shit! Have you been here the entire time?
Yeah, man. I told you.
You heard everything?
Yeah. The whole time.
Oh, like even the Twinkies?
Yes. Oh. And the parts about your mom. Ooh, yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh well. Welcome to the Friendly Town Complaint Line. This is George. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Anyway, the Kroger, it had 10 for 10 on 5 packs of Bubble Yum the other week.
Oh, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
And yeah, even though I prefer Bubblicious, that's a hell of a deal. So I got my 10 for 10. And then I took it home, and I proceeded to swallow it all.
All of it.
And, yeah, and it's been a few days now, and I'm real backed up. And I'll tell you, I'm a concerned taxpaying voting citizen, and I want to know what you big shots at City Hall are going to do about it.
Well, I'm not one of those big shots up at City Hall. That's why I'm here talking to you at the moment, but... We can work out the situation. Now tell me, was it the pink standard flavor, or was it a cinnamon swirl, or was it a minty flavor?
It was a 5-pack, I believe. It had 2 of the original, a purple, a watermelon, and a soda.
Okay. Now, this is very important. Did you have any of the mystery flavor, the one that says question mark on it?
No, I was just...
Okay, good. That means we are in known territory at the moment, so... All right. What I want you to do is, do you have a plunger?
Like for a turret?
Yeah, for a toilet. But we're gonna use it for other things now.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh well, those are also next time you go to Kroger.
I got a coat hanger. Will that work?
No, not in this case. You need to really have that suction action is really going to get that bubble juice out. So. But anyway, so you're out of bubble gum, and
I've still got some bubble gum. I'm just out of Bubble Yum.
Oh, so you're just out of the Bubble Yum brand bubble gum, and because you swallowed it all.
Yeah. Do I look like I'm an amateur? I've got bubble gum for miles.
You don't sound like an amateur, sir. You sound like a king of the. Of the bubble swallowers, that is why you are here. So okay.
All right, now you're patronizing me.
No. You sound like you. No, I'm not patronizing you. I admire your courage to get the 10 for 10 deal and go halfway through with all this. But why don't we? All right, and okay. Do you have anything with high fiber in your pantry or pantry like device, like a food box?
I reckon I got a thing or two.
Okay. Well, what do you got?
Will prunes do the trick?
Prunes will be excellent for this. So, okay. I want you to take those prunes.
Yeah.
And I want you to do the exact same thing you did with the bubble gum. The bubble yum.
All right, but Shirley isn't here anymore.
Can you emulate what Shirley did?
I guess I can, but it won't feel the same.
Well, not all of life can feel the same as that one special moment with Shirley. I should know. You know, that's like true, I know Shirley, man. Too.
How much do you get paid doing what you do?
I mostly get paid in Kroger points, oddly enough. So you are helping me greatly.
I tell you,
at this
man,
point.
You're earning it. You're really helping me through a tough time right now.
I am 10 cents down on my gas at this very moment.
Oh man, that's a good deal.
So okay, all right. Now you got the prunes. You were doing those things that Shirley taught you how to do.
Oh yeah, man. It's gonna take me about 15 minutes. But
okay.
I mean,
all right. Well,
we can skip through that if you need to get someplace.
I mean, like I still have things to work out that I was trying to talk on the mic earlier about. But
all right.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, we can skip ahead now.
What do I do after I eat the prunes, man?
All right. Well, I think look, my supervisor is. I think he doesn't like hearing about prunes very much.
Okay.
Moment, so
well,
I guess.
Well, just, tell him it's jerk chicken.
It's jerk chicken. Okay, got it. All right. All right.
We solved it.
Jerk chicken prunes is the solution. I don't want anything to do. All right. Your next person up here taking calls is the venerable Todd City Hall Lewis, as he's scribed his name here. Everybody give it up for Todd Lewis here in front of the Tampa Bay Department.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up? Look, I got a problem.
Well, thank you for calling us. Your concern is very important. What is your problem, sir or madam?
My name is Craig. That's not my problem, but that's what my name is.
Thank you, Craig. This call might be being recorded for quality assurance.
Oh, man, I'm going to be on TV?
I don't really know what that means. I don't think I'm supposed to. What's your problem, Craig?
All right. Well, my name is Craig, and I'm the vice president of the Smash Mouth fan club. And
okay.
And my complaint is very simple. As you know, after a long, hard day of listening to the most mediocre, greatest band of all time, the Mouth of Smash, you get thirsty, right? We can't drink Budweiser or PBR or any of that pretentious shit, you know? No. The only drink we need is Zima, and I'm telling you right now, I've tried to put a petition up, right? And I got three names on the list, man, and it's Bryce, Tanner, and Curtis. And they all want it just as bad as I do, man. So what I'm saying is, it's Friendly Town. Can you get me like 1,000 cake? No, hold on, I'm still complaining.
Calm down. Calm down.
All right. You're an all-star.
All right. I'm not sure what that means.
We got to get your game on.
Yes, sir.
Go play.
So, have you tried building a time machine to 1991?
Dude, I listen to Smash Mouth. What makes you think I can build anything?
Okay. Have you tried putting Sprite in your beer? Just mixing Sprite and beer together.
Are you a witch?
Sir, I'm not qualified to answer that question. Have you attempted...
Sounds like you're tiptoeing around it.
Have you attempted Smirnoff Ice?
Do you love the craft?
They told me my old life was behind me when I got this job.
Oh, no, man, I get it, because I was a Milli Vanilli fan before Smash Mouth. I understand.
So you like Smash Mouth, Milli Vanilli, and Zima?
Yeah, that's the trifecta, motherfucker.
Is this a prank call?
I am dead fucking serious. You cannot spell Zima without delicious. Now, look, man, look. I've sent in the petition. I need like 10,000 cases.
Raven, how many times have I told you I've got a good thing going on here? Stop trying to ruin it with your crank calls.
but,
you know, thank you. Boy, that last caller was really walking on the sun. Smash Mouth reference.
We got one more shift, the graveyard shift here at Friendly Town, and only the darkest, most grizzled operator to take it. Our last person up here on the microphone taking your call is going to be Jeff Danger. And this one might be a twofer because things get weird at nighttime is all I got to say. All right. Wait, no, shit, Jeff Danger. Jeff Danger is not the person who's coming up here. It's Jay Kendrick because Jeff Danger actually walked out of the building, and Jay Kendrick is like, you get how this.
It's all right, man. Nobody can notice that you messed up. It's fine. There's no one here to see you fuck up. It's cool.
Hey, y'all. Hello? Hello? Did I get through?
Yeah, you did. This is, where you do complaints and shit. What?
Yeah, I've got a complaint. Shit. Spell over. And that's just my first complaint. It's come to the attention of my subdivision here in Friendly Town that there are a lot of comedians in the city, and they tend to generate a whole lot more bullshit. So I'm wondering what Friendly Town's going to do to, you know, increase the size of the sewer system in order to handle the bullshit.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Well, first off, it sounds like you know comedy very well. I think what we're going to do is we're probably going to have to.
Jim, shut up! Them kids in the background. I'm talking on the phone. I'm sorry, Sugar. What was you saying?
This is too real. This is way too real. Like, I'm flashing back to every day at the call center. Well, I think what we're going to do here is, the first things first, we got to create more jobs, you know, to create more jobs.
Like that Trump boy?
Yeah. Sure, like that Trump boy.
Oh, that's sweet.
Why do you call him a Trump boy like he isn't white? Like, what?
Are you avoiding the question here? I want to know what y'all are going to do about this bullshit.
Well, ma'am, as I was saying, we'll have to create more jobs. But fortunately, what we can do is see a lot of the comedians that you're speaking about are unemployed.
You're going to kick them out?
Well, I figured we'd just give them work to do, like, you know, creating said sewer so that they can smell their own bullshit while they do something they're allergic to, which is working. Now,
that is goddamn brilliant.
Isn't it, though? I mean, it's not, but, you know, whatever. We'll get them all to work, and that way the only people that can smell the bullshit is the comedians themselves creating it, and then while they're working on it, they can even make more bullshit down there, but no one else is going to notice it, especially not you, you law-abiding, wonderful citizen with children that I never want to meet. So, yeah.
You're not going to see your kids.
Look, I pay you alimony, child support, okay, IOUs. What more do you fucking want from me?
Seriously, I want you to show up at Jonathan's goddamn birthday party on Sunday.
First off, I would never name a kid Jonathan, all right? If I'm going to name a kid anything...
That was my grandpa's goddamn name.
You don't have a grandpa. You were born in a factory.
Not anymore.
You know that. Your real name is ZX83, and I'm so impressed that they programmed you to make a phone call.
I wish they'd have programmed me to kick your cheating ass.
The one thing they never did is they could not program me to stop loving you.
Oh my God, I never stopped loving you, you beautiful fuck.
We went from like hillbilly to robot like sex look. What the fuck? This is... Welcome to Friendly Town, everybody. Hey, bye. See you later.
Well, ring-a-ling, motherfucker. Ring-a-ling. You ain't off yet. I got a complaint.
What the fuck do you want?
You smell that, man?
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
I'm just... Do you, Take a whiff. You smell. I can smell it. Can you smell it? It smells bad, man. It smells bad.
Okay.
It smells like an old fish deep fried in battery acid, man.
Right.
Smell like, you know, the underside of your tank, but then, like, mixed with, like, peanut butter, and then, like, put on a sandwich, burned too long, then you ate it with your fish.
Do you have a complaint, or is this, like, a smelling version of Guess Who?
No, I don't know what the smell is. You can't win. If I knew what it was, I wouldn't be calling it. It smells bad.
So you want to know what the fuck it is?
Yeah, why not? Because right now, it smells like you took the underside of an armpit.
All right, sir, where are you right now? What are your surroundings?
You know, I'm just out and about, doing my thing on the town, man. I just do what I do, man. I just say where I is, you know. All right.
Let's try again with less words. Where are you now?
Here, man. Right here.
Are there people here?
Yeah, and they don't like the way it smells neither, tell you what.
Okay, now here, is that a restaurant or a bar or a personal residence?
Just like outside, man. Just you go, you walk around, and it's like you took a turd, and it's like you mashed it up inside of like a pile of bugs, and then like shot it with a firecracker or some shit. Like, you know that smell of like stink bugs go bad in your house? You know when they crawl, it smells like a stink bug crawled into a lamp and then had like a two girls one cup party with another stink bug, and then they all call them. It all smells bad, man. I don't like the smell of it.
Sir, are you at a family reunion that involves mud wrestling?
Oh, shit. You know. Yeah. How did you know? Oh, shit. Clay, did you get a job at the call center, man?
That's what they pay me for, sir. Basically, what you're smelling right now is obviously all the mud and the manure and all that, and then all your family's hopes and dreams falling into small children. That's basically what you're smelling.
Rodney, you calling that man about that goddamn bullshit in there?
Jesus Christ, it's both of you. Oh, so you got a new guy. Oh, no, that's fine. No, that's okay.
Hey, we're in love, man.
How do you like robot pussy? It's great, isn't it?
Hey, I mean, yeah, this shit does things like, I can sync it with my iPhone and shit, man.
Yeah. Exactly, dude. Like, seriously.
You passed up a good thing,
dude,
man.
Have you ever fucked a vagina that, like played XM radio at the same time? Like, dude.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You want to get some real weird, man? Put it on the ambient station. They got tones on that thing you can't even hear, brother.
Dude.
Don't tell him our goddamn sex secrets, Rodney!
Hey, man. Oh, hell, the whole town knows, woman. Anyway, all right. So,
hey, man, before you go, I just want you to know, the next time that you're in relations with her, you know you can listen to Howard Stern at the same time, right? Like, it's great. It's fantastic.
That's too much, man. It's like too much perv. It's like a perfect black hole, man. It's suck my dick right inside my body or some shit, man. No, seriously, somebody got to do something about this smell. I'm going to hang up, but it ain't going to smell no better. So I'm just, you know what the problem is.
I do. I just don't know how to fix it. give it up to St. Thomas the Deer, everybody.
All right, everybody. Great job. And with that is our last and left. Well, wait. Jeff Danger walked back in the room. Technically, you're signed up. You could come back up here.
All right.
But I don't know who your guinea pig is. But yeah, so do you even know? Were you even here when I explained what happens? You know what happened? I mean, I guess it's pretty simple. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. You get up here, you take a call. Okay. What waits on the other line? I can't tell you, brother.
Ring! Ring!
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, I'm Harvey. I'm a pigeon. A pigeon?
Yes, that is exactly right.
I don't believe you.
Listen, that's beside the point. Listen, you don't have enough statues I can shit on. Not at all.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
You have one statue in town. Right. It's in the city park.
Yeah.
It's called Harry P. Chester Bastard. And World War One guy. Like, you don't have enough statues. Like, all the other birds around it, all the other pigeons, on it.
The problem with that is the history books in Friendly Town schools right now only go up to World War One. And we're trying not to do all of our statues as the same thing. You know, we're trying to span it out. So we're waiting to get to World War II, but we haven't written that one yet.
You mean like World War II hasn't happened for Friendly Town yet?
There's more statues. No, we haven't written it yet. There's more statues coming. Okay, we just have to, like, get to that part in history.
Okay, well, you realize
I understand
that
you're a pigeon, so it might be hard for you to understand this.
I mean, like, I'm eating bread and talking at the same time. I'm a pretty intelligent pigeon, damn it. There is other bits of history that we could go about. There's the Civil War, for example.
We don't want to get into religious statues.
What about the Revolutionary War? There's some fine statues that I could shit on there.
Yeah, not the best war. We're saving it up for the really good ones, you know, like the one with the ninjas.
Like the Russo-Japanese War or something? That's a real war. I looked it up. I'm a pigeon.
Yeah, well, I guess Yeah, I think I'll put that into the committee to build a Russo-Japanese War statue because there were ninjas.
There were. It's pretty badass. I would like to shit on a ninja. Let me tell you.
Dude, I'd like to shit on a ninja.
No, cool. You should join us. You should join the pigeons. We're always hanging out at that one statue in town. You know where to find us.
All right, yeah. Am I getting some bird play?
All right. Come on down.
All right, thank you.
I'm a pigeon.
Thank you, pigeon.
Hey, Jeff, next time, you don't have to take calls from that pigeon, man. He's a fucking dick, man. He calls all the time, fucked up on fucking birdseed and shit. We have a department-wide policy. Nobody has to answer the pigeon's calls, man. Sorry you had to do that. Anyway, are you all proud of yourselves? Half of you left in the middle. You're the only survivors.
Can I sign up?
No, at this point, I'm shutting it down. You got to be at least remotely on time to get on the dog. Anyway, so it's been a great Friendly Town. I hope you all had a good time. You can listen to the Friendly Town podcast weekly on iTunes and deep crevices of the internet. You kind of have to poke around, do some what's it like, the little our FSS feed hacking to get into the other access points. But they're there if you know the back door to the Matrix. So anyway, listen to Friendly Town Radio. We're here every week at the Pilot Light and telling jokes and making shit up that has literally no consequence to anything. We have a great night. They tell us to do. You're probably for the last time allowed to be host. And everybody have a great night tonight.